All right, we're going to be talking today about, on the podcast, the scores from week number 23. We have the official results for our men's and open, or rather the open tournament and the women's tournament. We have some youth scores from Northland and from BAM, and we want to talk about our Youth City tournament that's coming up this weekend and next weekend. Let's first start out with the results from the Women's City tournament. In team handicap, Splits and Giggles finished in first place with a score of 35-35. Low to Cash in the team event handicap is a score of 34-75. The Greater Holland Bowling Association Women's All-City Team finished in first place team scratch with a score of 3,075. Doubles handicap was won by Bobby Joe Versma and Kaylee Pardue. Their handicap total was 1501. Low to Cash and doubles handicap for the ladies is a score of 1395. Kaylee Pardue and Bobby Joe Versma finished in first place double scratch, also with a score of 1334. In the singles handicap, Linda Baer with a score of 826. Low to Cash and singles handicap was a score of 701 or better. Linda Baer also finished in single scratch with a actual score of 640. Linda Baer won the all events handicap as well with a score of 2295. Low to Cash in all events handicap was 2136. Kaylee Pardue finished in the all events scratch division with a score of 1954. In the senior singles division, Linda Baer finished in first place with 826. Sharon Childroth in second place with 757. Charlene Felker in third place with 745. Winning in the senior doubles was Renee Fortney and Carol Vincent. And let's take a look at the open tournament, which was held at Alley's with the team event and the doubles and singles at Northland. Bulbarians maintained their first place lead with a team handicap score of 36-96. Low to Cash in the team event handicap was 34-67. The team CRMNK finished in first place team scratch with a scratch score of 34-78. Low to Cash is 32-56. Jeremy Baum and Jeff Ball finished in first place doubles handicap with a handicap score of 15-23. Low to Cash in the doubles handicap is a score of 13-98. Todd Grahams and Scott Smith finished in first place double scratch with a score of 14-33. Low to Cash in double scratch is a score of 13-72. Ryan Nolan moved into first place the last week of bowling for the singles handicap score of 802. Low to Cash in singles handicap is a score of 695. Keone Berry finished single scratch with a score of 735 for first place. We had two bowlers that were tied. Closely behind that was scores of 726, and that was Zachary Baum and Chris Ponstein. Low to Cash and single scratch with a score of 696. In the all events handicap, moving into first place last weekend was Melissa Van Molson with a score of 2349. Low to Cash and all events handicap is a score of 2166. All events scratch champion is Keone Berry with a score of 2156. Mike Kling was our leader, our winner in the singles, senior singles handicap, with a score of 794. Looking at some of our youth scores from Northland, first of all, Eli Walters had a high score of 213. Shannon McDonald with a high score of 217. Caden Brummels had a 233 game. Shannon McDonald had a series of 557, and Caden Brummels came in with a series of 628. In the BAM scores for this past week, high game for the boys, Aiden Sin with a 205, Logan Gustafson with a 195, Alexander Curry with a 177, Logan Dirksey with a 169, and Landon Eipen with a score of 158. Boys high series, Alexander Curry, 495, Aiden Sin, 486, Logan Dirksey with a 443, Mike Alfaga with a score of 442, and Landon Eipen had a series of 433. High game for the girls, Leland Garvelink with a 121, Kensington Garvelink with a 120, Lily Fortney with a 108, and Alicia Castro had a game of 90. In the high series for the girls, Kensington Garvelink with a 327, Leland Garvelink with a 309, Lily Fortney with a 288, and Annalicia Castro with a high score of 237. We also want to remind our youth bowlers, our youth city tournament is coming up this coming Sunday and the Sunday, the 27th of February. Squad times are at 12 noon. It's a doubles and singles event, and that will be held, as I mentioned, at Northland Lanes. Entries will close this week, Wednesday. Let's take a look at the high games and high series for week number 23. Nick Walker had another 300, four 300s for Nick for the season. Nick bowled that in Northland Select. We had two bowlers this week that earned 11 strikes in a row award. Tim Woodwhite from West Ottawa shooting a 297, and Jeff Terry from West Ottawa with a game of 290. Dave Maynard from George Baker Twin Village with a 279. Chris Kroc from Larry Montague Memorial League with a 275. Ward Grigsby from Tri-City with 269. Joe Taylor from George Baker Twin Village with a 268. Mark Heckman from Tri-City, 267. We had three bowlers this week that will finish our top 10. They all had games of 266, and they were Derek Laskowski from Rich Dahlman Memorial League, Matt Fortney from Friday Night Rollers, and Josh Sabula from Northern Lights. High games this past week for the ladies. Chelsea Bosher from Northland Select had the high game this week of 243. Just behind her with a 242 was Kim Smith from Northland Select. Christina Shurman from West Ottawa, 237. Courtney Garvelink from Northland Select with 230. Carla Wigan-Mendenhall from Starlight League with a 225. We had two ladies that had games of 220. Shauna Baum from Northland Select and Mary DeBoer from Sunshine. Bowling a 219 this past week was Carla Stowe from the Starlight League. And finishing up the top 10 this week, two bowlers that had games of 215, and they were bowled by Karen Pardue from Sunshine and Tammy Newberry from Sunshine. In the high series for the week, we have two bowlers that had 800 series in the city tournament. Brian Morin had a 810 at the city tournament in the team event. Nick Coinga also had an 802 in the city tournament in the team event as well. We had two 300s in the city tournament. Lyndon Johnson had his 300 in the team event, and Kurt DeYoung had his perfect 300 game in doubles and singles. Continuing on with high series for the week. For the men, Matt Fortney from Friday Night Rollers, 785. Nick Walker from Northland Select was 780. Joe Taylor from George Baker Twin Village was 752. Steve Petrie from West Ottawa, 726. We had two bowlers that had 709 series, and they were Ward Grigsby from Tri-City and Derek Blaskowski from Northland Select. Two bowlers also having identical series of 704, and they were Wyatt Stone from West Ottawa and Jeremy Duran from Larry Montague Memorial League. High series for the ladies this week, Chelsea Bosher from Northland Select with a 680. Courtney Garvelink from Northland Select just 10 pins behind with a 670. Christina Shurman from West Ottawa, 630. Kim Smith from Northland Select with 608. Carla Stowe from Starlight, 599. Karen Pardue from Sunshine with 581. Monica Solis from Starlight, 565. Tammy Newberry from Sunshine, 561. Dawn Chamberlain from Sunshine League with 555. And two ladies with identical series of 550. And they were bowled by Carla Wigan-Mendenhall from Starlight and Kelly Holcomb from the Starlight League. And that's going to wrap us up for week number 23. We'll be updating again early next week.